What's up, Daily Stoic fan? It's your boy, Logan Cruz, back with another dose of wisdom to fuel your day. Today, we're diving deep into something that trips us all up at some point, those pesky bad decisions. Ever feel like you just hit the snooze button on your life, making choice after choice that leaves you scratching your head? You know that feeling when you say yes to one more slice of cake even though you're stuffed, or impulsively buy that pair of shoes you don't need only to realize a week later they're gathering dust in the back of your closet. Yeah, me too. But here's the kicker. There's actual science behind why we make these choices. And once we understand it, we can start to hack our brains and make better decisions, consistently. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways from the fascinating world of decision-making neuroscience that'll blow your mind and empower you to level up. Number 1. Our brains are wired for instant gratification. Ever notice how a quick dopamine hit from scrolling through social media feels way more tempting than tackling that important project? That's our brain's reward system, a play, favoring the immediate pleasure over long-term gains. It's an ancient survival mechanism. Think about it. Grabbing that juicy berry was more important for your ancestors than meticulously planning their future vacation. But in today's world, those instant gratification cravings often lead us astray. Number 2. We're slaves to emotions. Imagine trying to make a rational decision when you're feeling stressed, anxious, or angry. Yeah, it's nearly impossible. Our emotions hijack our thinking, clouding our judgment and leading us down paths we might regret later. Ever heard the saying, don't make decisions when your emotions are running high? It's actually solid advice backed by science. Number 3. Our memory is a sneaky little thing. We tend to remember vivid experiences more easily than mundane ones, which can skew our decision-making. So, if you had a terrible experience at a specific restaurant, you might avoid it forever even though other restaurants offer amazing food. This is called availability bias, and it's why it's crucial to gather as much information as possible before making a big decision. Number 4. We love to compare ourselves to others. That constant scrolling through Instagram feeds can lead us down a rabbit hole of keeping up with the Joneses, influencing our choices in ways we don't even realize. Remember, everyone's on their own unique journey. Comparing yourself to others can create unnecessary pressure and lead to decisions based on external validation rather than your own values and goals. Number 5. Our brains are wired for efficiency, which can be a double-edged sword. We take mental shortcuts called heuristics to make quick decisions, but these shortcuts aren't always accurate. Ever bought something you didn't need because it was on sale? That's your brain falling prey to the scarcity bias, making you believe a limited-time offer is a better deal than it really is. Think about that last impulsive purchase you made. Was it driven by one of these biases? Understanding how our brains work can help us break free from these automatic patterns and make conscious, deliberate choices that align with our goals. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend Sarah. She's super stressed because her big presentation is coming up tomorrow. Instead of hitting the books and preparing like she should, she spends hours scrolling through social media, comparing herself to other successful people and feeling even more inadequate. This leads to another late night, less sleep, and a shaky performance in her presentation. Does that sound familiar? We've all been there. But here's the good news. Sarah doesn't have to keep falling into this trap. By recognizing these biases, the emotional overload, the comparison game, the need for instant gratification, she can start to make different choices. So, what are some actionable steps you can take today? First things first, be aware of your triggers. What situations or emotions tend to lead you down the path of bad decisions? Once you know your weaknesses, you can develop strategies to overcome them. Second, pause before making a decision. Take a deep breath and ask yourself, is this choice aligned with my long-term goals? Will it serve me well in the future? Third, surround yourself with supportive people who encourage your growth and hold you accountable for your choices. And remember, it's okay to make mistakes. Just learn from them and keep moving forward. This journey to becoming a master decision maker is a marathon, not a sprint. So be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep striving to make choices that lead you closer to the life you want. Until next time, stay stoic and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.